Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and thank you for being here right this moment. If you're brand new, welcome. And what I'm doing in this show is providing information, insight, and tools to help you, whether you're an entrepreneur, which I am, a sales pro or salesperson, which, hey, why not be both? I am. And perhaps a busy business professional. And, you know, I am. And maybe you're a dad or mom that is taking care of the kids. Well, I am a dad taking care of my kids. So, hey, listen, thanks for tuning in. You guys rock. Welcome to the show. If you're returning and you've been with me from the beginning, thank you. So much gratitude. Honestly, you could be doing anything and you're hanging out with me to hopefully learn something. And I really want to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart. And that is what the name of the show is. You will never turn knowledge into wisdom without failure. Isn't that the truth? You have to go through things and maybe fail along the way to understand how to leverage the information that you learned. That is wisdom. Of course, you can always gain wisdom from other people, and I truly believe in finding mentors and coaches. Go do it. Hey, let's tune in. So I wanted to really give you some perspective and a framework today for the reset, recharge, and relaunch in any time that you're faced with converting new knowledge into wisdom and then changing your life. Because I truly believe that in order to reset, you've got to definitely disassociate. So what do I mean by that? Well, in today, with social media and all the other different things that are coming at us, whether it's TV, radio, of course, the internet, email, and all the other channels that are out there that you can consume information, it's most important to understand how to disassociate when you're going through adversities, especially. And I truly believe that you need to disassociate when you're getting into creative mode. So often I'll go into a quiet space and leave everything to get into my creative zone and to be able to share and help with information that I'm able to tap into in those moments. And you've got to learn how to disassociate, especially when you're going through some adversities. Recently, I've gone through my own, and I'm frank and quite vulnerable. I haven't shared everything with you yet, but over time you'll learn more about me and my story will be resembled into one of those things that you can relate. Because we're human. We make mistakes. I have definitely offended people and I'm apologetic for it. And I've learned to take responsibility and turn all of that into things that I can leverage. So here's the reset. When you disassociate, you're allowed to go back inside and find the answers to what's going on. Because it's not you against other people. It's you and the other people against the problem that's existing. Whatever's tailspinned you into, whatever it is you're dealing with, I know that's the way. It's the way to collaborate. It's the way to learn through disassociating from all the external elements that give us anxieties and maybe some depression. Because we're like, I want to be the me too. Hey, listen, I know you're human. You have emotions. You're connected to those things. That's why ads and all that world is so effective. Because it taps into exactly how you're feeling in that psychology. So it's so important to disassociate during the reset. And it's important to reset if you want to accomplish new things in your life. The reset is something that you can take within, and I teach many people how to do this And just recently, my own concepts have created something that I'm very, very excited about launching. 100 Game Challenge is coming. And it's an opportunity because you've been listening first to get in line. And not only that, start right now. Because I'm unloading information that's going to help you get past all of this and not have to wait to get into a program or into a movement that I'm creating. But I'll tell you one thing right now, but if you listen and you go back into my shows if you're new, but if you've been following along, these are valuable. Take the time to do them. If you only are here to consume information without application or execution, then don't do it anymore. I'm telling you, leave the podcast. But if you're dedicated to making changes and you do the exercise, stay here with me. I promise I will bring the boom. Not only my boom and the things that I've learned from amazing people, but I'm going to bring other people into this show that are going to dazzle you. And you're going to love it because it's all about you. I believe in helping people. You know, the real thing to life and to get the things you want and the secret to having it all is to give. To give. That is my wish to you, is to give you information that's going to help you through the tough times and the awesome times and the great times, because I am in your corner. I believe in you. Recharge. Recharging is such an important element after disassociation, when you're starting to come back into the world and create and to work through all of the different things that you're going to have to work through. Is the recharge is so important, and meditation and finding some exercise and movement is such a crucial point of recharging. You know, recently, if you followed me, you'd know that I've been running for every day for 5K. And today, successfully, on my birthday, I've done 163 5K runs consecutively. I haven't missed a day. It is my birthday. Yes, you're here with me now. Thank you for the wishes, if you're giving them to me. And I know you are, because, hey, I can feel the love. You guys are amazing, and I really appreciate all of it. The recharge is such an important aspect that you need to find ways to connect with you. The recharge is so important that you've got to find the power inside, the power to move, the power to go get, the power to create, the power to dream bigger. You have all the capabilities to do, be, and have anything you want. I truly believe that that is your God-given gift. And never ignore it. I know maybe sometimes it doesn't feel like it. And right now, I know that maybe some of you feel like giving up. But the only failure in life is giving up. Continue to push forward. I know you're worth it. You are here for a reason. You have a genius. I'm going to help you explore that. Stick with me. I promise to bring it. Go back in some past shows. I provided tools to help you. And you can level up. I know you can. The recharge is your way of getting back into the game. The A game. Bring greatness. Bring your positivity. Learn along the way. Change. Be loving. Give and do things and nice things for other people. This is your chance. And listen, I know maybe you're at your A game right now. Maybe you've done really well, but guess what? You can do more. You can level up. I'm challenging you. The 100 game challenge is just as much for the successful that it is for the unsuccessful. Recharge is a way for us to be able to give and charge into that God-given power of helping other people. Do it. Do it. And I know one thing will be for sure. You will feel good. Hey, listen, happiness is one of the one things we all want. Happiness is exactly the one thing we all share in this world that we strive for. It's the pursuit. Never forget, the journey to get there. See, this is a podcast. I'm okay with making a mistake because I'm human. I can go back and have my editors take that out. But just so you know, I want you to know I'm real. And I'm going to mess up. So are you. But you're also going to win. Win today. Win the game with me. I promise to bring the boom. And I hope you're learning. And this is a framework. Reset. Recharge. Relaunch. Hey, listen. If you've been up against the ropes, you've been down on your back, you've been kicked in the fucking balls, whatever it is, it's time to relaunch. There are awesome tools in my past shows that are going to help you do that part of the game. But let me give you some insight so that I can help you with this moment that you're in right this minute. Look in the mirror. Wherever you are, glance in the rear view if you're driving. I see you. I believe in you. Believe in yourself. I'm in your corner. Just know that. And so are so many other people. Connect with the right people. Make sure that your environment's conducive for the goals that you want to achieve. If you've got people that are holding you back, get rid of them for time being. Listen, I know most of them are your friends and family. I have them as well. I don't disassociate with love for those people. But what I did do is I disassociated for a moment in time so I can grow past it and then help them. And wouldn't that be amazing, knowing that they can see you succeed? They can see that you've changed. Believe me, when you go back and you help them, they're going to be grateful. And they're then going to understand why maybe you had to make some decisions that you had to make. And I know in my heart that if you do that and change your environment to make it conducive to win the game, keep score and continue to move forward, set goals, go after them every day. And if you don't make it one day, there's always a new game tomorrow. Let go of the past. It doesn't serve you. Let the future be based on the vision of whatever it is that makes you happy and successful. I love you guys for tuning in. Thank you so much. Always I want to bring you an opportunity. And hey, listen, if you want to listen to something where I'm able to bring it to you or I'm able to deliver it to you in a way that is going to help you, just, hey, listen, leave a message on this show. I'll hear it. Or better yet, you can email me at info@integritymarketinginc.com and I'll be able to take that information and then prepare a message and also shout out to you for that. So you can follow me on social media as well at Success Playbook on pretty much all the social media. Of course, you can find me through Googling ChristopherCumby.com and go there for a resource. I'm giving away my free ebook of the Success Playbook that pretty much I know is a foundation to be able to build the things that you're going for because I do all the exercises in there as well. Hey, grab the meditation system, Class Act by my awesome friend, my mentor, my NLP practitioner and guru, Donald Curry. Check it all out. It's all free at my website. You guys are amazing. Thanks for tapping in. Do something nice for someone and kick ass.